堂听 class.com。
Advertising has always been employed to promote a company's goods or services. Advertisers like to describe their profession as a form of communication, since they provide information to the general public about various products and services available. In practice,They are far more involved in the fine art of persuasion, as their primary goal is to get the item sold. For this purpose, they employ many different means, some of which can pose serious ethical problems. For example, an advertiser may choose to market his product as the best type on the market, even though he knows that there are superior products available.In this case, he is deliberately misleading the customer. Of course, most customers are not impressed by such a claim of superiority, but this does not detract from the misleading tone of the advertisement. Even if his claim is not believed by anyone,It is still forbidden to lie about a product. Another common advertising strategy is bait and switch, which involves the advertising of a popular item at a bargain price, simply in order to lure customers into the store. When the customer arrives in the store,The salesman tells him that the item, the bait, cannot be purchased anymore, or that it has been found to be defective. The salesman then switches and aggressively markets a different item to the customer, who ends up buying something he didn't really intend to purchase. In this case, the seller had no intention of selling the original item, and therefore his advertisement is insincere and damaging to the customer.In many visual advertisements, a different form of bait and switch is used. A provocatively dressed female or male appears on the screen or fashion magazine for the purpose of catching the attention of the customer. The customer is a captive of the seller because his attention is distracted by the pleasurable picture which registers in his mind.Advertising has always been employed to promote a company's goods or services. Advertisers like to describe their profession as a form of communication, since they provide information to the general public about various products and services available. In practice, they are far more involved in the fine art of persuasion, as their primary goal is to get the item sold. For this purpose,They employ many different means, some of which can pose serious ethical problems. For example, an advertiser may choose to market his product as the best type on the market, even though he knows that there are superior products available. In this case, he is deliberately misleading the customer. Of course, most customers are not impressed by such a claim of superiority,But this does not detract from the misleading tone of the advertisement. Even if his claim is not believed by anyone, it is still forbidden to lie about a product. Another common advertising strategy is bait and switch, which involves the advertising of a popular item at a bargain price, simply in order to lure customers into the store. When the customer arrives in the store, the salesman tells him that the item, the bait,cannot be purchased anymore, or that it has been found to be defective. The salesman then switches and aggressively markets a different item to the customer, who ends up buying something he didn't really intend to purchase. In this case, the seller had no intention of selling the original item, and therefore his advertisement is insincere and damaging to the customer. In many visual advertisements, a different form of bait and switch is used. A provocatively dressed female or male appears on the screen or fashion magazine for the purpose of catching the attention of the customer. The customer is a captive of the seller because his attention is distracted by the pleasurable picture, which registers in his mind.